I'd like to share with you the advantages of using the weekly charts, how you can use them, how you can profit from them. Let's talk about that and more right now. Hi, Forex traders. Andrew Mitchum here. The Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 5th of August. And I want to talk about using a longer term perspective. And what I do for a long term perspective is I use the weekly charts. They are a fantastic time frame to look at to give you an overall longer term gauge of what's happening or what's likely to be coming into the next week. So what I do is at the beginning of each week, I look at all my different currency pairs, look at the weekly charts, and then I post on my membership site for clients trades that I'm looking at, specific trades based on the weekly charts, buy and sell trades, and having the entry and exit levels there for people to use. And also trades that I can't see, currency pairs that I can't see a trade on, but where I see a likely movement up or down for that week. So what I mean by that is that some currency pairs are showing really good technical setups. Some are showing strength or weakness, but maybe they're not perfect trades in themselves based off the weekly chart. But longer term for that week, I'm seeing strength or weakness in a currency pair. So I post all that for clients to use. Now, how can we use that? Well, this week, as an example, I've been looking at strength in the Japanese yen, strength in the New Zealand dollar, a little bit of strength in the Aussie dollar also. I've also been looking for weakness this week in the US dollar, the euro, the British pound, and the Swiss franc. And so when you get that longer term perspective, it really helps you when you trade down onto the shorter time frame charts. So as an example, if I see the weekly chart and a daily chart all setting up in the same direction in the same week, then fantastic. That really adds to my probability. Likewise, when I go down to anything shorter, say like 12-hour charts, 4-hour charts, 1-hour charts, if I can have the weekly direction and even maybe the daily direction and a shorter term direction all showing at the same time, then fantastic. It adds again to probability because the longer term, medium term, and right now on the shorter term, they're all showing same currency pair, same direction. Fantastic when that happens. So what I've done this week, I've mentioned twice this week on the daily charts, I've been looking for sell trades, euro yen and franc yen. I've also got weekly charts showing me the same thing. And so again, it just adds to probability. And those trades have been fantastic. Go and look at your charts and you'll see the euro yen, the franc yen has just fallen fantastically well. Likewise, I'm looking and have been looking for sell trades on most of the British pound pairs. Now you'd note that yesterday, Thursday, the interest rates out of Britain dropped. They halved their interest rates down to 0.25% from 0.5%. So from 0.5% to 0.25%. So they've actually halved the rate. It's the historical lows. And that's great. But how can you profit from that? Well, at the beginning of the week, I was looking for sell trades on most of the British pound pairs longer term on the weekly charts. And just as an example, yesterday I held a live webinar for clients. This was before that interest rate announcement, several hours before. I took 4 charts live in front of clients on a live account on 1-hour charts. All 4 of them hit their profit targets. I also took 1 12-hour chart trade that got stopped out. But overall, from those 5 trades that I took live with my clients in the European session just yesterday, if you'd taken 0.5% risk on each of those 5 trades, we made 2.15% net gain. 1 losing trade, 4 profitable trades. 2.15%. So if you're over in the UK now, and I'm guessing your interest rates have dropped even lower as the main cash rates dropped, well, how many weeks, months, and years is it going to take you to make 2.15% on your bank savings rate? Yet we made that in just a 2-hour session just yesterday. So again, it's using longer term perspective, medium term, and then scaling that down onto 1-hour charts and seeing what's showing, setting up right now and taking those positions. And that's really what this lesson is about. See, the longer term charts are fantastic because you can put the trade on and you can basically put them on and leave them. You can get through news announcements and spikes and widening spreads and end of day widening spreads and all those type of things by having that longer term perspective. It also means that your trading is far easier because you're not stressed and worried about, you know, watching the charts all the time, especially if you're trading those weekly chart trades as an example. So lots of information there to get through. And use it to your advantage. Go and look at the weekly charts at the beginning of each week and look at where you see likely new setups and where you see likely strength or weaknesses or movements for that upcoming week. It really helps give you that overall perspective and gauge. The other thing I want to mention is the engulfing candle strategy, my number one trading strategy course that I'm giving away for free. If you haven't got your own copy yet, get it below. There's a link below this video. It's free to access. Huge number of people signed up for it last week in the first week. Fantastic feedback. People are loving it. People are logging into my website looking at the daily strength and weaknesses. So this is for non-clients. You do not have to pay anything for this particular strategy. It's something you can profit from immediately. Click on the link below, get access to it. I look forward to catching up with you this time next week.